This is KCUR 89.3. Soccer is now a popular sport in Kansas City. We have professional teams like Sporting KC and the Kansas City Comets, and there are tons of recreational leagues for adults and kids. But that was not always the case. KCUR's Suzanne Hogan tells the story of how soccer began in Kansas City.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien. ¿Usted?
The history of soccer in Kansas City lives in these two men.
Salvador Gomez, I'm 74 years old. Yo jugué de defensa y de portero.
Armando Diaz, I'm 82 years old, and I play defense and goalie.
Gomez and Diaz are both originally from Mexico. They played together on a team in Kansas City called Los Latinos back in the 1950s. Actually, so did my grandpa, Jose Portuguez, who is from Costa Rica.
¿Es su abuelo?
Sí.
Oh, no sabía. Ah. ¿Cómo está él?
Muy bien.
Jose Portuguez, he was one of our coaches, as a matter of fact, him and Chino Medina.
Chino Medina has since passed away. He was a professional player for the Mexican national team, but as his son Chris Medina remembers, things were a lot different when he came here.
He was just Joe Blow from, or Juan Hernandez from Kansas City, from Mexico. People, yeah, they didn't know who he was or his status.
But to Los Latinos, Chino Medina was a big deal.
They were like blown away. It's like one of the former Royals going to play for, you know, a local baseball team.
Medina says Los Latinos team grew out of a local Catholic church that many Latino immigrants attended.
It was called Guadalupe. That was the first Latino soccer team. They were co-sponsored by the church, Our Lady Guadalupe Church.
And now Chris Medina works as the executive director for the Guadalupe Center, a Latino social service organization that has roots in that same church.
Where you could find pockets of immigrants, you were going to find soccer because that was their national pastime.
Los Latinos would get together regularly on Sundays. They played at Gage Park on the west side, and then eventually Gillam and Swope Park. That's where some of the first soccer fields were in the city. Goalposts were made out of plumbing pipes and 2x4s. Salvador Gomez and Armando Diaz remember it well.
They thought we were crazy when we started kicking the ball.
Diaz says in those early years, most people in Kansas City didn't know much about the game.
Well, they used to call it kickball. I said, no, that's not kickball, that's football.
As Los Latinos' team grew, another team formed, Los Internacionales, which was a team made up of European immigrants from Germany, France, Hungary, Croatia. The two teams would play each other regularly and had a healthy rivalry, but both teams faced the same challenges.
When we first started, there was no uniforms here. I went to Mexico to pick up the first uniforms for the international. El emblema y todo lo mandamos a hacer en México, porque aquí no había nada. No había balones, no había nada.
Wait, so you had to go to Mexico
to
bring balls
bring
and
balls,
uniforms?
Bring balls and uniforms. There was nothing here, nothing.
And out of humble beginnings, strong connections were formed.
It was in a foreign country, and the Europeans didn't speak English either, and we didn't speak English. So the only thing that kept us together was the little ball right there. It's kicking the ball, because that's the only language that we knew.
Chris Medina was just a kid in those early years, but he remembers how those connections spread regionally.
There was a soccer club made up of Polish people in Des Moines. I remember going to Omaha, and there was a German team there. And in Wichita, there was another Mexican team. So I remember taking those trips that they would go to those cities and they would come to Kansas City and play here.
These were excursions that working people with families organized in their spare time out of the love of the game. And it wasn't long before kids like Chris Medina himself started playing and more teams were organized.
They don't have the history of soccer documented very well in this city, just like they do for the Negro League museums and baseball. Well, there's a rich history here of soccer and people need to know about it.
And though there's no museum documenting it, soccer has become one of Kansas City's most popular sports today, thanks to the early work of Los Latinos. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Suzanne Hogan.